As you journey out of the labyrinth, take your encounter with God with you. Reflect on how this encounter might affect or change you. John says that God became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. Think about how you might allow God to be made flesh in your life and in your neighborhood. Freely, freely you've received. Freely, freely give. Take, eat. Take, out. As we meet with God and receive, think about taking the light out into the world and about what it might illuminate. Even if you're only a bright spark, kindle. Kindle the life and the light you've received from the heart of the sun. You might even get fired up. You might blaze a trail, stand up for others, seek out injustice, protest on behalf of the innocent, carry a torch for the unloved, demonstrate for love, demonstrate love itself. Mary was also given a challenge. She was asked to carry the word, the pulse of the cosmos within her. She literally carried God into the world. Mary said yes and changed the course of history, took a gamble on the divine, flouted the odds, evened the score with darkness, carried the light of the world and allowed it to shine so that we might see it and respond. She had a choice, as we have a choice. Choice cuts, sometimes like a sword to the heart. It did for her. Choose carefully. Jesus was no robot. He made agonizing choices, stood up, stood out, and was crucified for it. Look where that got him, they said. It got him all the way to us. You can choose a lifestyle, or you can choose life. The choice, as they say, is yours. So where do we go from here? As the journey seems to be ending, it is only just beginning. We're caught between a world that is passing and a world that is yet to come. A world of the now and the not yet. Someone once spoke of a road less travelled, of a narrow path. Today, we are going on a journey.
Proceed to station number 8. To the left of the kitchen door, in the same room, you will find the 8th station.